We want to take a moment to thank our sponsor, Healing Insight. Healing Insight is an acupuncture and holistic medicine clinic on Grand Avenue in St. Paul, Minnesota. Owner Senya May and her team of practitioners can help patients with everything from anxiety to pain relief to fertility and so much more. Now, I've personally been seeing Senya for several years, and I'm now part of her membership program, which means I have a standing monthly appointment. Each month, we decide together which areas of my health to focus on. Sometimes it's an energy boost. Sometimes it's more acute, like sinus issues. Other times we focus on boosting immunity. Several of my family members go to Healing Insight, and I really do credit Senya as being a huge part of how I'm able to balance work, family, and other projects, and overall, the most important part, maintain good health. Now, Senya can also help you work through many health issues over Skype or Zoom calls. And Senya was also our featured guest on one of our most listened to episodes of Best to the Nest. It's episode 25, simply titled Anxiety. I really encourage you to download that episode if you haven't already, and go to healinginsightonline.com. That's healinginsightonline.com to find out more about Senya and her team.
I'm Marjorie Bunnett.
I'm Elizabeth Reese.
This is The Nest, our mini-sode that's all about the delightful and delicious things that make our homes just where we want to be. And again, I think it's perfect timing for watch, read, listen.
Very important stuff, because yes, we're stuck at home. And we so we probably stuck. Have a little bit more time to watch, read, and listen, which is absolutely true. I've been consuming more TV and books and magazines than really ever before, I think, Marjorie, because I just have more time. I mean, I'm working and I have the kids, but I don't have a night where we get a babysitter and we go out. So when the kids go to bed, I've got time, and very fun. Okay, so tell me what you're watching.
Just finished it's not my kind of binge watching because Ian and I watched it together. So we were watching an episode a night of Ozark.
Yes.
Have you been watching it?
So I've watched the first two seasons, and we're starting season three tonight.
It's so good.
Yeah, tonight it's
so
happening.
Good. It was funny because the character Ruth, for those of you that are watching Ozark, I don't know how you can't love the character Ruth.
She's fabulous.
She's so good. And my husband looked at me and goes, do you know where she's from? Because she's got this great sort of southern accent, sort of the hills accent. And I said, I have no idea. So I was Googling her last night, the actress, and she won an Emmy last season, which I hadn't paid attention to. So she won an Emmy for her performances as Ruth, but she's from the Bronx.
Yes.
Which is
That's
so
very
great.
Impressive.
I know. But she actually has, when she gave her acceptance speech, she has no Bronx accent. She just has a very sort of lovely, classically American accent. So
Jason Bateman is so good. Laura Linney is so good.
Yeah. And Laura Linney, for me, always kind of bugs. I don't know why. She's just one of those actresses that bugs me. And so I had to sort of overcome that the first season. But now I think she's amazing. I mean, it's amazing. And you're going to love season three. So I'm done, but I was watching Ozark.
That's
really
good.
What about you?
Okay, so I'm watching Little Fires Everywhere on Hulu.
Oh.
And I really love it. And it's kind of been getting some mixed reviews, but
right.
I am looking forward to every new episode that comes out. So Little Fires Everywhere, it's based on a book. It's a Reese Witherspoon production. It's Reese Witherspoon and Kerry Washington who star in this. And it follows this family, Reese Witherspoon, family, who have just kind of like this, what seems to be this perfect life. And then Kerry Washington's character, she moves about, she's with her daughter and very mysterious, but very, very strong. And
right.
It involves art, it involves arson, it involves motherhood, friendship, racial tensions, all these different things. And I really like it. So if you have Hulu, there are going to be 8 episodes total in this season. And I don't know. I haven't read the book, so I don't know if it's just going to be one season or if it's going to continue. But apparently you can read the book, and my sister really liked the book. So I don't know how this is going to end, but I just watched episode 6. But it's coming out week by week. So even though it's on Hulu, it comes out week by week. You're not just binging on the whole thing. But you could binge on the first 6 episodes right now if you want to.
I just don't understand how Reese Witherspoon does everything that
she does. Oh my gosh. There was such a good article about her in Vanity Fair that I just read that is fantastic, that talks about her and about how there was a time when Hollywood had basically written her off.
Right.
And what she did and kind of how she moved through her marriage to Ryan Phillippe and then found her husband now and kind of just solidified herself as a force to be reckoned with in Hollywood. And it's super impressive. So I love her. I think she's fantastic. Little Fires Everywhere. I think it's really good. I'm liking it on Hulu. Okay, what are you reading?
Real quickly, do you know she dropped out of Stanford?
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah. So she dropped out, I think, second semester for freshman year. So the girl's got some brains,
I would say.
Yeah. So what I'm reading right now, I'm finishing up Letters from Thailand, and then I just downloaded Hidden Valley Road. I haven't started it yet. I read an article in the New York Times about a week ago about this book, and then just a couple of days ago, Oprah chose this as her book club choice.
Oh, great.
But I haven't started this one yet. I probably won't start it till next week. But I just wanted to tell everybody about it because it sounds so interesting. It's nonfiction. It's called Hidden Valley Road, Inside the Mind of an American Family. And it's about a family, and most of it takes place in the 60s and 70s. The mother and father, perfectly happy family, until they have 12 children, Elizabeth. 12.
Whoa.
6 of them develop schizophrenia.
Oh my gosh. Oh yes, I have heard about this book.
Yeah. It sounds so interesting. And I've read 2 or 3 reviews of it, and they talk about how the writer is particularly good at sort of taking something, obviously, that's nonfiction and keeping those threads and telling the story so effectively. I don't think it's going to be an uplifting book.
I have a feeling
But I am fascinated by the topic, and I think I can't wait to get into that one. But so it's called Hidden Valley Road, Inside the Mind of an American Family. I think if you haven't heard about that book yet, you're going to hear a lot about it. And as soon as I'm done, I'll sort of report back.
Oh, but that sounds really great. Okay. Yeah. I got to put that on my list too. Okay. I'm reading something that really will only interest the pregnant mamas out there. So just go with that. But this is what I'm reading right now. It's called The Mama Natural Week by Week Guide to Pregnancy and Childbirth. And it's by Genevieve Howland. And what I'm liking about this book, so she's the founder of MamaNatural.com, which is a really good resource. She also has a pregnancy channel on YouTube. She's got all this stuff. But what I'm liking about the book, it's sort of funny that I'm reading a pregnancy book with my third pregnancy. I don't know why. I don't think I read any with my second. I think I looked at some things with my first, but I sort of thought, you know what? This is the last one. I should really make sure I'm doing this the right way.
Well, and the fact that you're not getting prenatal care.
Getting any prenatal care, yeah, apparently. So yeah, we're going to call the doctor to work on that today. Actually, that's on my to-do list. But what's interesting about it is I tend to kind of go on more of like the all natural side of things. I try to lean that direction. But at the same time, I'm a big believer in the epidural when I deliver. So I found her book so far, and I'm reading through the weeks. And so right now I'm on like week 14. And I'm finding her information to be really middle of the road, which is nice. Still accepting and non-judgmental of whatever choices you want to make.
That's good.
But just giving you the information so that you feel like you can make the right choices. So right. I'm liking it a lot. And so I just think if you are pregnant or if you're thinking about it, even if you're thinking about it, it's actually a really great book to read ahead because she gives you a lot of good advice in terms of fertility and things that you can think about as you're planning to get pregnant. And it's just sort of renewed a focus on for me of not only just knowing that I'm on the right track, but also going, that's a good reminder to focus on that. I just learned about drinking this raspberry leaf tea, which is apparently amazing for helping your labor go better. And there's like clinical studies to show that. And so I was reading about that. So it's The Mama Natural Week by Week Guide to Pregnancy and Childbirth. And of all the pregnancy books that I've seen and kind of, I don't know, this feels right for me. So
did you
maybe
never
it'll feel
go
right
through
for you.
The Did you never go through the what to expect when you're expecting phase?
I got it. And I think I read a little bit of it. I read like Harvey Karp's book. I've read some other.
It didn't grab you.
No, not as much. This is like just right for me.
Oh, I love that.
So
love
I'm
that.
Liking it. So I just feel like I know a lot of people who listen are kind of in my same phase of life. I always hear from mamas who are like, I had my baby at the same time as you, or I'm pregnant with my third accidentally too. So I liked it for, if you're looking for a resource, I think that's a good one. Okay, now what we're listening to, what do you have in your earbuds there, lady?
Well, I'm finding just that I'm going back into music that I listened to 10, 15 years ago. I don't know if it's just because I'm finding it comforting right now, but one of my favorite soundtracks from a movie is I Am Sam.
Yes.
Did you ever see the movie?
Oh my gosh. Saw the movie. Love the soundtrack so much. This came out when I was in college.
Yeah. And so this is 2002 and it's all Beatles tunes done by whoever was contemporary at the time. And I have been listening to it. I listened to it all weekend and it just has been really soothing to me. And I don't know why that is, but there's a couple of songs. Two of Us is one of my favorite songs, and Blackbird.
Yes.
And I can just, it takes me back to, mostly I would listen to it when I was carpooling the kids. And so it's just, it's really fond, happy memories for me. But if you don't know the soundtrack, it's worth listening to see if you actually want it. But it's I Am Sam. If you're Beatles fans, I don't know how you couldn't want it.
No,
it's wonderful.
And they're great Beatles covers. Every one of them is great. It's just really
I think
well
so
done.
Too.
Okay, the last thing I'm listening to, I just started listening to a book that was recommended by a friend of mine who's like just a prolific reader. And it's called Maybe You Should Talk to Someone by Lori Gottlieb. Have you heard
of
this?
I have.
It's gotten a lot of attention. She's a therapist and she talks about how therapists go to therapy. So it's all about therapy, life as a therapist, and then what this says about our lives. And it is so good so far. I've listened to probably like an hour of it. And I think there's like 14 hours of it. So I'm listening to it on Audible. It's not narrated by her. It's narrated by a voiceover person who has a really pleasant voice. And I am just thoroughly enjoying it. And as a person who has been to therapy and is a believer in therapy, it's just really great. I think that you'll like it.
This book has had a lot of buzz. And I sort of, you know how those, you sort of hear about it and it's on your radar and then it passes away and you sort of forget about it. So it's a good reminder. I think I'll put that on my list next. I'll do that on Audible as well, because I actually heard an interview with her, which was really good. I mean, she's super likable, but I'm interested in that. So thank you for the reminder.
Yeah, there you go. If you're enjoying this podcast, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and write a review at Apple Podcasts.
Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Best of the Nest, or go to bestofthenest.com to receive our newsletter. We are the podcast that brings you home.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.